SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Shortly after state media reported today that Iran had rejected a ceasefire proposal, President Trump offered a new and harsh warning to Iran, saying they just don't want to say uncle, he told reporters as he and the First Lady hosted the White House Easter egg roll. Quote, they don't want to cry, as the expression goes, uncle, but they will, and if they don't, they'll have no bridges, no power plants, no anything. Meanwhile, he told reporters a new CNN poll shows MAGA voters support his actions in Iran.
I appreciate CNN for the first time maybe in my life. They did a poll, and everyone's saying, oh, is Trump losing MAGA? No, I'm not losing MAGA. MAGA loves what I'm doing. And CNN did a poll of MAGA voters, a big poll, very important poll, Harry. And he went on, he said, this is amazing, 100% support. He said, I've never had a 100% poll at anything before.
30 passengers had to be evacuated from a cruise ship that ran aground on a reef in Fiji. And that was, the ship's owner said, the MV Fiji Princess, operated by Blue Lagoon Cruises. It ran aground near Motariki Island. That was a scene of the 2000 movie Castaway, starring Tom Hanks. In Fort Worth, Texas, a tanker truck hauling gasoline erupted into a fire blaze Sunday. Hiya Punjabi reports on a blind Massachusetts man making it possible for those who cannot see to build Lego sets.
Matthew Schifrin loved building Lego sets as a kid, but since he's blind, he relied on others for help. That changed at 13 when a friend gave him Braille instructions for a Lego set.
It was truly incredible.
That experience inspired him to create Bricks for Blinds in 2023, offering free, accessible instructions for blind builders.
We have a team of about 40 people. 30 of them are sighted writers who write the instructions.
And that report from correspondent Haya Panjawi, this is SRN News. The Pew Research Center profiles religious radio in this country.
The sweeping new survey uses the term religious radio, but in fact the vast majority of stations are Christian, 74%. 8% are specifically Catholic, and the rest cannot be categorized. Pew also reports that when it comes to content, about half of all Christian radio airtime is devoted to music, the other half to spoken content. And the study also reveals that 77% of stations list evangelism as their primary goal. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge in Rhode Island has ruled that the administration's effort to protect women at federally funded homeless shelters is unlawful. Several nonprofits filed a lawsuit last year after the Department of Housing and Urban Development ruled that shelters which allow men to use women's bathrooms and changing areas cannot receive taxpayer funding. In its court filings, HUD argued that the new criteria was an effort to ensure the availability of funding. This is SRN News. To chase or not to chase, it's a tough call for police sometimes, committed to law enforcement, but anxious to avoid deadly high-speed vehicle pursuits.
A series of pursuits has led to at least 8 deaths around the country in less than a week. In Texas, police chased a car that had been driving without headlights, prompting a deadly crash Sunday. In Alabama, 4 people died when their car hit a tree Friday after a state trooper pursued them. In California, 2 separate police car chases led to the deaths of at least 3 people last week. Some experts argue police should limit pursuits to cases where a violent crime has been committed. Rich Thomason reporting.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up by 27 points, the NASDAQ up 55, and the S&P 500 right now up by about 10 points. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.